Hello, and welcome to Off the Cuff. I am your host, Chris Martinson, and on this program, every week, we are going to bring you a fascinating guest, where we are going to discuss the economy, energy, or the environment, informally and without a script. Welcome, everyone, to this Off the Cuff. I'm your host, Chris Martinson. It is Wednesday, August 28th. It's after 4 o'clock close of the market, so this is post-market close. Another day of exciting price discovery in the U.S. markets, where all the key indexes, the NASDAQ, the RUT, the S&P, were all jammed out of red territory and then parked. It was a jam and park day. Nothing exciting going on there except who's doing this and why. And the thing that I want to talk about most around that is that when I see a market, air quotes, market, that behaves like that, it's a market without integrity, because a market with integrity doesn't have V-bottoms and then a two-point range for the rest of the day. A market with integrity actually reflects something real, something you can point to, something that makes sense. But of course, you know, the MSM, the mainstream media, is going to come out afterwards and say, air quote time, investors were cheered by, I don't know what today, they had no news to go on today. So today they're going to say investors were cheered because Trump didn't tweet anything that looked deranged or alcoholic about China. I don't know what they're going to say. So to discuss all of that, I can hear him slightly chuckling in the background, Charles Hugh Smith. Charles, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Chris. And I think you're absolutely spot on with this focus that we're going to start with today on integrity and what do we stand for? What do we claim to believe in, but what do our institutions reflect? Because that really undergirds everything that's coming apart at the seams.
It doesn't. And I want to start here, and I know it's a hard topic, but it's Jeffrey Epstein. And of course, you know, I wrote about him over the years because I was horrified at just how obvious it was that he was running, a child porn and child raping ring, right? That those are the words we use when with the ages involved, right? And I'm not going to soft pedal it and say he was with underage women or, you know, soliciting prostitution or all those things that the New York Times and the Washington Post are using extra hard to insert those words. They use alleged all the time when it comes to him now. There's nothing alleged about this at this stage. He already went to prison for this stuff, even though that was a really ridiculously, obviously contrived slap on the wrist, which saw him get 13 months in jail, but I have to say it in a funny way, because 6 of those days he was allowed to be outside of the jail for up to 12 of those hours per day. He would leave the jail and he had 2 armed sheriff's deputies with him, but he bought them suits. So they had to wear suits, and they weren't allowed to come into the rooms with him where he was doing whatever he was doing. So he basically had armed escorts courtesy of the fine state of Florida while he was, air quote time, in jail. And you and I both know that if you or I had been accused of and then convicted of anything remotely close to what he had done, it's hard time, because we read about it all the time. There are people who go to prison for 10, 20, 30 years, the rest of their natural lives, life sentences, for the kinds of things he was charged with. All right, that's part one. Part two.
To listen to this podcast in full, as well as all our other premium podcasts and articles, please enroll at peakprosperity.com. Simply go to peakprosperity.com/enroll.